Research into dog attacks on children suggests that banning certain breeds of dogs is ineffective in reducing the rate and severity of attacks. The latest edition of the Medical Journal of Australia says it's much more effective to teach children how to behave around dogs. The research also suggests that the real problem isn't the dogs, it's their owners, as Adam Harvey reports.
Dog bites are fairly common. In Queensland alone, about 500 children a year are treated in emergency departments. Most of the bites are minor, but some attacks can be horrific. As a paediatric surgeon, Professor Roy Kimball treats some of those severe wounds.
With little kids, it's often the head and neck area, because what they're doing is they're getting down at the eye level of the dog, you know, when the dog is sleeping or eating, and the dog just attacks them, and of course it's the face, which is the first thing that they can get hold of.
The Victorian government has tightened its rules on dangerous breeds after pit bulls killed 4-year-old A.N. Choll in August. Dr. Bidder Jones is the RSPCA's chief scientist.
What tends to happen when a child particularly is attacked by a dog is that governments are put under pressure to respond to that particular incident. But actually what's needed is a long-term preventative strategy. It involves people actually being educated about what their responsibilities are as a dog owner.
As well as his role as a surgeon, Professor Kimball is the Vice President of KidSafe Queensland. He's also the lead author of an editorial in the Medical Journal of Australia, which says the problem is often with the owners, not the dogs.
Basically, in the hands of an irresponsible owner, any dog can be dangerous.
Some people just aren't suited to some breeds.
Sometimes people use dogs as status symbols, and that's often the dangerous breeds. You know, look at me, I've got a pit bull terrier, whatever.
The experts say the key is education of owners and of children.
So all kids should be educated how to behave around dogs. And that should be done by the parents. And also, it'd be great if we could have a school education campaign for young kids.
Dr. Bidder Jones.
That's really important for children, that they are taught how to behave around dogs, not to approach them, for instance, when they're sleeping or when they're eating, not to pat dogs without actually asking whether or not that's okay. To know how to behave if a dog does behave in an aggressive way towards them. For instance, to avoid eye contact, not to run away, but to stand still.
Professor Kimball says children and some dogs, like guard dogs, just shouldn't be mixed.
Adam Harvey reporting.